Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to resample a Reese patch in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a proper jungle, old-school DNB style bass loop. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes your sound design feel more intentional. Instead of keeping the synth running forever and hoping it works, we're going to print the best moment to audio, then slice it up, reshape it, and make it behave more like a drum loop. That's a very DNB way of thinking. Fast decisions, strong character, and arrangement that hits with purpose. So the goal here is simple. We're going to build a dark Reese, resample it, chop it into usable pieces, and make a four-bar loop that could sit under a breakbeat in a jungle or old-school DNB track. First, let's make the source sound. Create a MIDI track and load a synth-like Waveedable, analog, or operator. If you want the easiest route, Waveedable is a great choice, because it gives you quick control over the tone and motion. But honestly, any solid Ableton synth will work here. Start with a basic Reese shape. Use two saw oscillators if your instrument allows it, and attune them slightly. We're not going for a huge detune wobble here. Just enough movement to give the bass some width and tension. Think subtle, like 5 to 15 cents. Keep the notes in the low register, somewhere around F1 to C2 depending on your track key. Now shape the envelope. You want a short attack, a medium decay, a moderate sustain, and a fairly short release. That gives the bass a punchy but still musical feel. A good starting point is 0 to 10 milliseconds of attack, about 300 to 700 milliseconds of decay, 40 to 80% sustain, and 80 to 200 milliseconds of release. Play a very simple one-note or two-note bass idea. Don't overcomplicate it. In jungle and old-school DNB, the rhythm and the texture are often more important than a complex melody. You want something that leaves room for the breakbeat to breathe. Now, before we resample anything, make the synth interesting. This is important. Resampling works best when there's already movement worth capturing. If the source is flat, the audio file will just be flat too. Add auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff a little. Add some resonance, but don't go wild. A little movement between about 120 Hz and 900 Hz can already give you plenty of life. Then add saturator for edge and harmonics. A drive amount around 2 to 8 dB is usually enough to bring out some grit without turning everything into mush. If the bass starts getting boxy, use EQ8 and cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz range. That area can get muddy very quickly. Keep an eye on the low end too. The sub should feel solid, not blurry. If you want a little extra width in the upper mids, you can add a very light chorus ensemble, but be careful not to widen the true low end too much. Now comes the key move. We're going to resample. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. That means Ableton will record whatever is going through your master output. Arm that audio track, set your loop to a 4-bar section, and hit record while your MIDI bass plays back. Here's a useful tip. Record a little earlier than you think you need. In jungle-style bass work, the most interesting part is sometimes the little transient, the pitch movement, or the moment right before the note fully settles. That tiny bit of instability can become gold once it's printed to audio. Also, don't just record one take. Capture a few variations. Maybe one pass with a more open filter, another with a bit more saturation, and another with slightly different note lengths or rhythm. That gives you options later. This is one of the biggest advantages of resampling. You're not just printing convenience, you're locking in attitude. You're capturing the exact sweet spot of the bass when the filter sweep, drive, or modulation hits in the right place. Once you've recorded a few versions, label them clearly. Something like Reese A, Reese B Grimy, and Reese C Open. That may seem boring, but it saves a huge amount of time when you're building the tune later. Now let's turn the audio into a riff. Take the resampled clip and either duplicate it onto a new audio track or keep it where it is and work with it there. Use split points or manual slicing to chop the audio into short bass hits. Try 1/8 note and 1/16 note fragments, plus a few longer notes for tension. You can also leave a few tiny gaps between chops so the groove has room to breathe. At this point, think in phrases, not notes. This is a big mindset shift. Instead of hearing it as a sustained synth line, hear it like a drum loop or a bass riff. That's when the resampled audio starts behaving like something you can arrange. A simple 4-bar shape might go like this. 2 short bass hits in the first bar, a longer note in the second bar, a syncopated answer in the third, and a little fill or turnaround in the fourth. That call and response energy is very classic DNB. Now we can process the printed audio more aggressively. Try a simple chain like EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and maybe compressor or glue compressor if needed. If the sub is messy, Very gently high pass only if necessary, and only around 25 to 35 HC. Don't carve away the foundation unless you really need to. Use saturator with a little dry for extra harmonics, then automate auto filter so the bass opens and closes across the phrase. If the resampled bass has great mids but weak sub, this is a good time to layer a clean signed sub underneath it. Keep that sub mono and simple. In DNB, that separation is everything. The resampled res gives you character, while the clean sub gives you the physical weight. Now let's lock it to the drums. Bring in a breakbeat or a jungle drum loop. Even a simple loop will tell you a lot. Listen for whether the bass is fighting the snare, masking the kick, or leaving too little room for the break to breathe. A good beginner rule is this. If the drums are busy, keep the bass shorter and more rhythmic. If the drums are sparse, you can let the bass hold longer notes. Place your bass chops around the snare accents and the empty pockets in the rhythm. That's where the groove really starts to feel intentional. If you want a classic arrangement move, try this. Let the intro stay filtered and minimal, bring the bass in lightly on bar 3, open it up a bit on bar 4, then let the full drop hit with the break and the resampled loop together. That build and release shape is a huge part of old school DNB energy. Next, check the stereo and low end. Resampled bass can sound enormous in stereo, but the low frequencies need to stay under control. Use utility if you need to reduce width, and make sure the real sub stays centered. A good habit is to keep everything below roughly 120 HC mono. Also check the mix in mono from time to time. If the bass disappears or gets weird in mono, that's a sign the low end is too wide or too facey. If the res feels huge but unclear, don't automatically add more synth layers. Often the fix is better contrast. That means cleaner sub, tighter chops, or a more focused EQ shape. Now let's add movement for arrangement. Automation is where this really starts to feel alive. You don't need loads of it. Just a few smart moves can completely transform the energy of the loop. Try opening the auto filter cutoff into the drop. Try pushing the saturator drive slightly more in the second half of the drop. You could also throw a little reverb on a chopped hit for a transition, or automate a small amount of chorus or phaser for a section change. A nice structure could be intro texture, then build with more cutoff and distortion, then drop one with the main loop, drop two with a different chop pattern or a more open filter, and then outro with the bass stripped back down. That's the advantage of resampling. Once it's audio, you can reverse it, slice it, fade it, warp it, and reshape it in ways that would be awkward on the synth itself. And here's a really useful mindset. If the bass feels weak after resampling, that's normal. It does not always mean you need a bigger synth. Sometimes the real fix is better arrangement, cleaner sub support, tighter editing, or more contrast in the chops. Let's talk about a couple of pro-level twists you can try later. You can double resample. That means print the res once, process that audio, then resample it again. This can create a more unpredictable, grittier result. You can also make two versions of the same bass, one brighter and more mid-heavy for the drop and one darker and more filtered for the breakdown. That gives you flexibility without needing a whole new sound. Another useful move is to print different note lengths from the MIDI source. Short notes often make punchier resampled hits, while slightly longer notes give you more usable tails for slicing. And if you want a classic transition trick, try reversing a short bass tail before a snare fill. It's simple, but it works. Before we wrap up, let's tighten the workflow. Save your best loops with clear names like res loop 4 bar open, res stab dark, or res fill reverse. Build a little personal library of these moments, because once you've got a folder of resampled bass phrases, it speeds up future tracks massively. And if you want to practice this properly, spend 10 to 20 minutes making just one usable loop, create the patch, write a simple two-note idea, add filter and saturation, resample a 4-bar pass, chop it into 4 to 8 pieces, rearrange it, and test it with a breakbeat. The goal is not perfection. The goal is one bass phrase that feels like it belongs in a jungle or old-school DNB drop. So remember the big takeaways. Build a simple res first. Make it move before you resample it. Use Ableton's resampling input to print the best moment to audio. Chop that audio into phrases. Keep the sub clean and mono, and use automation to shape the energy of the arrangement. That's the workflow. It's gritty, fast, and very DNB. All right, in the next part, keep experimenting with different takes and chop patterns. The more you resample, the more you start hearing those little sweet spots that can turn a basic patch into a proper underground bass weapon.